You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
Micah Barnes is one of Canada's most accomplished and acclaimed jazz singers. His technical prowess is unrivaled as a veteran performer and longtime vocal teacher. Micah joins us this morning to talk about the Encore Dance Hall of Fame event, which is taking place this Sunday, March 25th, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Globe and Mail Center, which I understand is a fabulous spot on the roof, not on the roof, but the top floor.
I hope it's a little warmer if it's on the roof.
Good morning, Micah. Thank you for joining us this morning.
I'm so delighted to come in, and thank you guys for the beautiful music you're playing. It always makes me happy.
Oh, good.
It makes us happy, too. Oh,
does it?
That's a good thing. Honestly.
It does. Most days it does.
Mike, try to play along.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. I say that every day. So Micah, now, why are you part of this occasion?
Unbelievably. Why would a singer come and be part of the inductee?
That was my first thought.
Yeah. So what happened was I was 23 years old, and one of my best friends worked in the theater and said, you've got to come with me tonight because the Highways are going to be at this show. Mm. And I'm like, what? The Highways? What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Remember, this is before Thompson Highway became a world-renowned playwright.
Right.
Renee Highway, being one of the pioneering dancers in the country, was known to me. My father had worked at the Toronto Dance Theater, mm-hmm. but I had no idea that I was about to meet the love of my life.
Oh.
So I ended up partnered with Renee for all of my 20s until we lost him at the end of the decade.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what a lovely thing for me that
it
they
is.
Would ask.
No kidding.
A lovely thing
no.
for you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
my
wonderful.
Goodness.
Very special.
Uh-huh. Now, there will be other presenters there as well.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, the presenters alone will choke like it's the society event of the season.
I know. I was just reading. Evelyn Hart, Sheila McCarthy. Now, there are a few people I don't know. Deepta Gupta.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to love this
person. Yes, yes, yes.
And Louise Bédard, I know.
Yes.
And Sika Boy.
Yeah. So, and the inductees alone will show you how great dance in Canada has been. We always think of ourselves as the provinces when it comes to arts,
mm-hmm.
but dance has been one of those art forms in Canada that early we took the wheels and said, no, we're going to make our own way. And mm-hmm. people like Danny Grossman, mm-hmm. we have to thank for that. And Veronica Tennant.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
Who, you know, as you guys know, she's sort of a Renaissance lady.
She is.
But when I was a kid and I saw her dance, I realized what dance was, or I understood what dance could be.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's so many fantastic dancers that are going to be inducted this year.
As a performer and having a relationship with Renee, did you ever have to learn any dance moves yourself?
Oh, you must have done.
I would think so. You picked up something.
Okay, here's the thing. I can dance, but
okay.
You know, Renee was a modern dancer, so I was learning, you know, I was in the nylon, so I was learning.
Yes,
like,
of course, that's what I was going
to
say.
So I was doing
like
jazz and Broadway-style dancing in class and trying to pull it together for the live shows.
Mm-hmm.
But after Renee passed, I was holed up in the house, as we often do when we're in grief.
Of course.
And I didn't know what to do with myself, so I went back to dance class.
No.
And I studied modern, which was, of course, his technique. And I just started at the beginning, and it brought me back into my body and eventually back into the world.
Wow.
So modern dance kind of saved my bacon.
And giving you an even deeper appreciation of your time spent with him.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Watching him put choreography together or how he thought about the work was always really magical for mm-hmm. me because mm-hmm. it's a very unverbal art.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
That's the thing, right? Yeah. And I mean, and as a vocal performer, you're all about the verbosity, for lack of
you
a
know
better
it.
Term.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I would wonder, how are you going to translate these ideas onto bodies?
Mm.
How are you going to express this? And you know, dance is so ephemeral. We don't have a lot of record of mm-hmm. great dance performances.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it on film, but it doesn't move you the way it does in person.
No.
Right.
So I feel very blessed to have been.
Did you get to sit in on any rehearsals?
Sure. I wrote music for
you. Probably insisted.
You know it. And I filmed them all. I'm the guy that did all the filming, right?
Oh,
so I was in the room. Being in the room was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot. And of course, Renee being First Nations, he brought a whole historical kind of Cree spiritual magical spin on
mm-hmm.
modern
mm-hmm.
dance.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of got to see the way that those the cultures came together in his mm-hmm. work.
And you must have been also able to apply that spiritual sense to your own singing and your own process.
Jean, very much so. I think what's happened is I've recognized that Aboriginal artists can teach us that balance between the physical, the spiritual, and the emotional is essential for artists to be healthy. And that's something that Renee certainly modeled for me.
Tell us more about this event, the Encore. Why is it called the Encore?
Well, I think the best way to say it is because we don't have a chance to celebrate unless we go back and make an encore happen.
Okay.
Right.
You know?
So is this the beginning of a continual series?
Yes. This is the beginning. This is the first year, and we're going to be continuing it for years to come.
That is fantastic.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, we're thrilled.
Such a great idea. And
will you be performing at it? Sorry,
no,
I keep jumping on Jean.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. I jump on you all the time.
It's frisky in here.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Classical 96, guys. So, I'm just going to be saying a few words about Renee and as part of the induction.
And I imagine that'll be very, very emotional for
it
you.
It will be. I've got my support team with me.
Good.
Great. And now you're also a teacher. You've been coaching for a while and some very, very well-known singers.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I learned a lot watching Renee teach because when I was a kid, I was teaching sort of to pay the rent, you know, the way we do.
Yeah.
Right? But I ended up finding a practice, a calling with coaching. And Renee sort of helped mentor me in that way because he was passionate about passing the work along.
Yeah.
And I got passionate about it too. I'm at a point now where I balance out being a performer, recording artist with coaching. I find it's the perfect balance. My ego gets to be checked at the door.
But you know what? Here's the thing about having a thing for coaching and having a thing for teaching. That takes a very generous spirit.
I don't disagree with you, and I notice when I feel a little selfish, exhausted, I don't feel like giving it on a certain day, and I'm like, wow, you actually need to go and take care of yourself so that you can be there for the
best
people.
The best you can be.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I mean by checking the ego at the door when it's time to coach. Ego, and also good night's sleep is important. Keep eating.
Diet.
Some exercise, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, Mika, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about
very
this
much
wonderful
so.
Event.
Such a pleasure. Really glad to be with you.
Yeah, glad to have you. Mika has been talking to us about the Encore Dance Hall of Fame, which is taking place this Sunday from 4 to 8. I love those hours, actually.
Yes.
4 to 8 at the Globe and Mail Center.
Grown-up hours.
Grown-up hours,
that's
exactly.
That's it. The over 50 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For tickets, go to EncoreDanceHallOfFame.com and have a great time. Way up there, having a drink, looking out. It'll be gorgeous. Thank you.
Thank you so much.